Your views inviting letters, comments or contributions, which may be edited to fit the space available, get in touch right to us at CSPA Head Office, 160 Falcon Road, London, SW112LN, or email editor at xbia.co.uk, action against Mike's PA. I was interested to read John Nisbet's letter in spring 2025. I have the same issue. My CSP failed to action my request to discontinue a voluntary deduction. Mr. Nisbet asks for a formal, effective, complaints route, but Chris Haswell dodges that request. This has gone beyond getting the situation improved. Besides ignoring written correspondence, Pensions Administrator, my CSP has a nightmare call handling system that tests callers' endurance beyond the limit, and their ex, formerly Twitter, account, opened in July 2012, has been dormant ever since. Several other pensioners are voicing exasperation via X. If there is indeed no formal effective complaints route, which of course there should be, perhaps the answer is to consider action to recover losses via the Small Claims Court. Paul Backhouse, MBE, Lancashire. CSPA replies, apologies for dodging the issue. While I appreciate the voluntary deduction issue is important to the members concerned, we know there are massive issues with my CSP with inaccurate or delayed pension payments, see page 7. The CSPA has talked to the Cabinet Office about priorities, and I am afraid the voluntary deduction issue slips down the list. We are also aware that at least one organization will refund deductions made because of these delays. So, I'm sorry, but we are unable to prioritize it. Chris Haswell, CSPA Pensions and Personal Cases Manager. Thanks to BC Technologies. Over the past few months, I have had cause on two occasions to call BT Technologies helpline. It has proved a lifeline to me, in addition to the informative help desk in the pensioner. Please pass on my grateful thanks to BC Technologies for their excellent service. Long may this feature of the magazine continue, as I'm sure there are many others who benefit from the expert advice offered to CSPA members trying to cope with new technology. Doug Roberts, Torvine. Please accept my heartfelt thanks to the very kind, helpful and patient gentleman called Charlie, who helped to sort out a Gmail problem on my laptop this afternoon. G1J Matteru, Middlesex. Pressure on pensions. I found Chris Haswell's article in the summer edition on relative pension rates interesting. I have just been to Liverpool to chair the piece's ARM's forum. One debate was entitled "How much should the state pension be?" As Chris says, Britain has traditionally relied on contractual arrangements, and whilst in some way this continues with auto-enrollment, these entitlements earned will be low, and, in any case, precarious workers won't be covered. I believe the state pension needs to pick up the slack. Not to do so will lead to an increase in pensioner poverty. Most support the triple lock of inflation, wages, and a minimum of 2.5% to lift both the lower and higher state pensions, but to what level? Do we link it to the national minimum wage, currently at £12.21 per hour, for, say, a 30-hour week, that equates to more than £366, compared with just over £230 per week for the higher state pension? It is a question we must now debate. Tony Conway, Penzance. Blue Badge Challenge. When my carer popped into my local library in Ryde, Isle of Wight, to ask for a blue badge application form for me, I wondered why she'd been asked if I would need help filling it in. After seeing all 27 pages of it, however, I'm not surprised at the question. I'm not surprised that many people just give up. Joan Parry, Isle of Wight.